Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Shantz. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobby Shantz. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is hit by the pitch. Mitchell moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Doby. Joost reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joost moves to third. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Moses moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Joost scores. Moses moves to third. Fain moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shantz for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. Moses moves to third. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter strikes out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerra hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 1 in the game. Shantz hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Feller moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Joost strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vallow moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vallow scores. Fain moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Dobie strikes out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerra hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 2 in the game. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallo. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Vallo hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a pop-up, foul, in back of third. Joost settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Joost. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 3 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Shantz covering, for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.